Good Thursday morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Do you have a special place where you go to get away from the frenzy of life and all the pressures you feel? Providing those kinds of places for escape has become a major industry in our world, hasn't it? Vacation resorts, cruise lines, B&Bs, and so many more options are all designed to help people get away and refresh. Have you noticed that even Jesus needed to do that from time to time? Yesterday, we were in Jerusalem with Jesus as he taught his disciples about the very special relationship God has designed for people who trust Jesus to be their good shepherd, John chapter 10. We saw that once again, opposition rose up against Jesus, even though he was inviting his listeners to consider that he had come to give them abundant life. John concludes his record of that story with this statement. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan River to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days, and in that place, many people believed in Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 40 to 42. We don't know exactly where that is, but the traditional site where even today many people are baptized in the Jordan River is not far from where the Jordan begins its southern flow from the Sea of Galilee south to the Dead Sea. Obviously, no matter where Jesus went, even when trying to get away from the crowds, people found him there. Word spread, and soon a crowd was gathered. While in that place, it appears word came to Jesus that his good friend Lazarus was very sick, near death. John chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. Knowing Jesus' love for Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus, I'm sure if the disciples overheard this news, they started preparing, assuming they'd be leaving immediately, heading for Bethany. But John tells us Jesus did a very strange thing. Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." John chapter 11, verse 4. Now, how could an apparently terminal illness provide an opportunity for Jesus to be glorified? Have you ever had that question? Then John adds his commentary to help us understand. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for two more days. Can you imagine how confusing that was for the disciples? How often in the past had Jesus responded immediately to the news that his help was needed somewhere else? Why Jesus delay when he loved these dear friends so much? Have you ever questioned if the pain in your life was an indication that God did not love you? Do you ever find yourself confused by what God does or does not do in response to our need for God's help? I have some dear friends living in that harsh reality right now. I imagine the runner who brought the news to Jesus waited for a response that he could take back, but no response came. Why would Jesus do nothing in response to this tragic news about his friend Lazarus? 2 days later, the answer finally came when Jesus said, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I'm going there to wake him up." The disciples were even more confused, knowing that rest and sleep are helpful for sick people. So Jesus clarified the situation. "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But now, let's go to him." John 11, verse 11 to 15. What? Jesus was glad to have not been at the side of his friends when they desperately needed him? I'm sure there were many times when the disciples walked along with Jesus feeling they were in a fog, having no understanding of what Jesus was doing. This was one of those times. Jesus' inaction when receiving news that Lazarus was very sick was bad enough, but now Jesus' intent to go to Bethany seemed even stranger. In Jewish culture, burial needed to happen very quickly after death. So the disciples knew that by the time they arrived, Lazarus's body would have been buried several days. And because Jesus had intentionally delayed, what possible explanation could Jesus give the sisters for coming after Lazarus' death? Do you sometimes find yourself wondering what possible explanation God could have for your questions? especially your questions about difficulty and pain in your life. Upon their arrival, of course, the sisters were grateful Jesus had finally come, but their questions begged for answers. Martha said it first, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." John 11, verse 21 and 22. For all of us, her statement begs the question, when is it too late for God? When is a situation or a person so far gone, even God can't fix it? That question, my friends, is what John chapter 11 is all about. That is why Jesus had delayed when he first heard the news about his gravely ill friend. So, what's your answer to that question? Or may I ask it another way? When should we stop asking God for his help in a situation and simply resign ourselves to the inevitable and conclude that God is either ignoring our prayer or God wants the terrible situation to continue, so we may as well stop asking? Let's do what Jesus did. Let's wait. And I'll help you wrestle with the answers to all this tomorrow. In the meantime, may I remind you of the story we saw just the other day in John chapter 9 and the man born blind, when Jesus said, "This happened so the works of God might be displayed in his life," John 9 verse 3. And also what Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 1 verse 12 to 14 from his prison cell in Rome. "What has happened to me has served to advance the gospel. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly." Those are two examples where very difficult circumstances put people in position to experience and proclaim the power and greatness of God by how they handled their difficulty. Now, don't rush past that, my friends. Can there be God-honoring, God-glorifying purpose in our pain? Yes, and tomorrow we'll see how that happened with Lazarus. And I'll be here, ready to dig into John 11 with you tomorrow.